The centre of Kampala, Uganda's bustling capital city. Today, there's not an Asian face apart from mine in sight. But pre-1972, it was a very different picture.
So where are we?
We're on the main Kampala road. Very busy, as you can see. The road comes from old Kampala, Bakuli, which many Indians would remember.
My cousin Barrett Manik was also expelled by Amin. 5 years ago, he returned to Uganda to work as a teacher and says he can remember the streets as a child.
And what I really remember is all I could see was Indian families walking around. There were very few local people at that time in the evening. You can see there are not many around now at all.
On the 4th of August 1972, Idi Amin announced that Asians were milking the Ugandan economy. Within weeks, we were given 90 days to leave the country. Long queues formed outside the British High Commission, and by late September, 30 flights a week were leaving from Entebbe Airport for Stansted. I was only two when we left. Stories of that time have come second-hand. So I really wanted to see where I was born and where my father had run a shop in Uganda. And it was on a sugar plantation outside of Kampala.
So I'm on the journey from Kampala to Kakira, just over an hour or so. It's a beautiful drive, but that hour feels quite long, actually, because it's quite nerve-wracking. I'm going to the place that I was actually born. I'm looking forward to seeing my dad's shop, and maybe finding some people that remember him as well. I'm excited, but I'm quite nervous. We'll see what happens when we get there, I suppose.
Henry, I'm Rufo.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome back to Uganda.
Thank you very much. Ojambo.
Jambo.
Kakira Sugar Plantation is owned by one of Uganda's most successful returning Asian families, the Madvanis. They introduced me to one of their staff, Henry, who was a driver when my dad ran the shop all those years ago.
About 47 years?
Yes.
This is a picture of my mum, again, much older.
Yeah.
Do you recognise her?
That face I can remember.
Honestly?
I remember that face. The face is not changed.
He agreed to take me to the shop my father ran when he lived here.
Kimcho. My name is Rupal. My papa, Adukan Chalauta. My dad used to run this place, he used to manage this place before 1972.
The experience was much more emotional than I expected. I could really imagine what it must have been like for my family to have left all this behind.
To imagine that my dad was here, and just to know the silly things like the shelves are the same.
My parents never came back, but some did. Namisha Madvani's family owned this plantation. I had to ask if there was any truth in the accusation that Asians milked the Ugandan economy.
We did control 90% of the economy, but it was an economy that flourished. Idi Amin was looking for an excuse.
Have lessons been learnt, in your opinion?
I think lessons are being learnt, definitely. And I think that the Indians that are coming into Uganda now must really learn to respect Ugandans. It's imperative. You can't come in and say you're superior. If you think you're superior, then you're not a human being, because we're really all equal.
It's been emotional coming back to where I was born. But whatever our history, I think a part of me will always be Ugandan.